You had this boy believing way beyond the shadow of a doubt. Well, I heard it on the street. I heard you might have found somebody new. Yeah. Well, who is he, baby? Who is he, and tell me what he means.
CFW. Valley's fun music.
105.7
CFW.
Seven CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Thank you.
1057 CFW. After hit, after hit. The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
And I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some strong with pockets of heavy rainfall and lows in the mid-60s. More pop-up showers and storms tomorrow, cooler, highs mid-70s. For Monday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, afternoon and evening storms may pop up, high in the low 70s. Currently, it's 66. CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
we're so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Childhood friend, here they come. can see. It's just my fantasy.
This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
is what's happening at CFW.
Summer is here and River Jams is rocking. Enjoy the river and live music every Wednesday and Saturday night, plus Sunday afternoons. Balderdash is the featured artist on Wednesday, June 28th from 6 to 9. Find more information at riverjams.com. That's river and a dash jams.com.
CFW.
CFW.
Oh, make myself believe it. This night will never go.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Lafayette. This is 105.7 CFW. Oh!
The world and everything you ask to brace yourself. You're crazy, please. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
105.7 CFW.
So fine, I never see you leaving my mind.
boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News special report. His exact whereabouts are unknown even to the Kremlin, but the leader of the so-called Wagner group of Russian mercenaries is supposed to be heading to Russia's neighbor Belarus after calling off what some call the coup.
The spark of rebellion in Russia began in Ukraine. Video posted by Wagner showed the alleged aftermath of a deadly missile strike killing dozens of its troops. The mercenary group's leader blamed the Russian military. Despite their denial, a furious Prigozhin vowed vengeance
and set his army off for Moscow.